With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A multi-day severe weather event is occurring nationwide, impacting more than 55 million people. Overnight, still a tornado threat for the same areas, but forecasters also warn there could be potentially catastrophic flooding in the Mid-South and Midwest. The storm system stretches over 1,000 miles. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says Canada could drop its tariffs against the United States in the next minute if the U.S. removes its tariffs. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Ford details how Canada has another $65 billion in tariffs ready to issue against the United States, but that the Trump administration knows Canada is willing to drop its tariffs. During an interview, the premier was asked how much of a theatrical dance between Ford and the administration this tariffs battle would be if both countries could drop their tariffs, prompting Ford to argue that Canada did not start this fight. Ford stated that the impending tariffs war is, quote, just going to hurt American jobs, and that President Trump said he was going to create jobs, create wealth, and reduce inflation by having foreign countries pay the tariffs after so long a time expecting the U.S. to bear the costs. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, mortgage rates have dipped again. Alex Vega reports.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.64%. This is the second decline in a row. The rate averaged just above 7% as recently as mid-January, but has been mostly coming down since then. When mortgage rates drop, they give homebuyers more purchasing power. Housing economists generally forecast that the average rate will hover around 6.5% this year. I'm Alex Vega.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul signs new gun legislation that includes red flag legislation and what she calls the nation's first interstate gun data task force. It will refine how credit card companies track gun purchases. This is SRN News. New abortion numbers from the Public Religion Research Institute.
The poll indicates that 63% of Americans want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. 34% want the procedure to be illegal in all or most cases. 85% of Democrats favor abortion versus just 39% of Republicans. Majorities of most major faith groups also want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. The exceptions are white evangelical Protestants, Hispanic Protestants, and Mormons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers have rejected bills that would have prevented males from competing against females in school sports. Democrats on State Assembly Committee on Arts, Entertainment, Sports, and Tourism voted down two proposals by Republican lawmakers after hours of impassioned debate. It would have applied to K through 12 and college students. This is SRN News. A new round of talks between the U.S. and NATO.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio heads to Brussels for 2 days of meetings with NATO member diplomats. He's bringing with him newly confirmed NATO Ambassador Matt Whitaker, a former acting attorney general. It's hoped that Rubio can salvage a group consensus amid the U.S. effort to broker a ceasefire in Ukraine. President Trump has consistently complained about NATO members' defense spending. The allies will be keen to hear from Rubio what the U.S. administration's intentions are as they draft a roadmap for what happens next. I'm Jennifer King.
The death toll from the earthquake that hit Myanmar nearly a week ago has risen to 3,145 as the search and rescue teams find more bodies. State television reported that another 4,589 were injured. The money transfer service Zelle shutting down its app since only 2% of transactions were via the app. More details, SRNNews.com.